What do these songs all have in common? I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I'm scared to wear. I did shit. Get you wear. I did. Yeah. Let it shatter the walls for a new. Miley Cyrus, The Weeknd, Celine Dion. Apart from being huge global superstars, these songs have all been co-written and produced by Stephen Mocchio. The Grammy and Oscar-nominated Canadian composer, pianist and artist has worked with Avril Lavigne, Dua Lipa and Josh Groban, to name just a few, but he's taking a step back from the pop world to focus on his solo career. That's Stephen Mocchio's song, Fracture. He's in the country for a string of intimate piano concerts, and he joins me in the studio. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Patricia.
So you're classically trained. I believe you started playing the piano when you were just three.
Correct.
So how did you come to work with stars like Miley Cyrus and Celine Dion?
I guess a bit of luck, a lot of hard work, and being in the right place, right time. And a lot of determination and perseverance and tenacity.
Yes, I think all of those things make a lot of sense. Tell me about writing a great pop song. What does it involve?
I from my earliest memories as a child, I mean, I was clearly obsessed, if you will, with music in general, just, you know, all music, you know, whether it was classical music. Of course, I come from a musical family. As for writing a pop song, a well-written pop song, could be as exalting and as satisfying as writing an incredible piece of classical music, if you will. Because, I mean, really to get all those elements to click, to work, and to push air sometimes through speakers to move people emotionally, requires a lot of forethought and a lot of ability to edit and reduce as much information down to the minimal amount that just provides you with, you know, something that's going to make you dance or going to make you cry or make you feel euphoric in 3 minutes or less. And that unto itself is always a great exercise for me. It's exciting.
Yeah. 3 minutes or less. Now go.
Right.
What made you want to step back from producing those big pop records?
I was personally just, you know, I had achieved what I needed to achieve. And it's not to say that, I mean, I say there's nothing more exciting as a writer to hear your song globally, you know, sometimes streamed in the billions at times, and it's extraordinary to travel the world to hear that. However, I wanted to come back now that I had achieved that to exploring the human heart, something on another level. I mean, I'm at an age now, I'm 50 years old this year, and I'm looking at life a lot differently than I was, say, when I was 15, 20, you know, aspiring to become a great producer for the world of pop music. I'm returning to my classical roots because it's what really gave me the edge in producing pop records and in writing for pop music was my classical background. So for me, it's a return home.
Classical music and pop music seem like they're totally on different ends of the spectrum. Is that how you see it?
I don't, but I can understand how people see that. I take a song like Wrecking Ball, for example. If you strip it down, I even have a version on Spotify. It in a lot of ways, there's a Baroque element to it. You know, and the way that the chorus is structured, there's an element of classical in Wrecking Ball. Now, I'm not going to compare it to the great composers of all time, but of course, you know, in studying Bach and all the great, inevitably their language, their harmonic language just transcends and comes into your fingers as a piano player and eventually into your songwriting as a pop musician.
Now you're
musician.
Touring music from your Tales of Solace and Lionheart albums. I understand you were going through some big life changes when you wrote that first album. What was happening at the time?
I was unpacking, my high school sweetheart, who's, who happens to be one of my greatest, people in my life and always will be. And just changes as a human, as a man. I felt I didn't want to just be a pianist behind. How do I say this without?
I don't know, but I can't wait.
And I didn't want to be a faceless piano player. Nor did I. I mean, I don't mean that in a metaphorical way where I wanted my face around. But I wanted to be an instrumentalist who dealt with the tragedies and the beauties of life. If you will. I mean, like I said, I was in a long relationship that underwent through massive change, and you can't help but put that to music at times. And Tales of Solace, my first instrumental album that I put out a few years ago, became just a series of poetry, musical poetry, if you will, and of just moments of a man. That's the best way of putting it. I was a man who was grieving, a man with emotion who was in a room alone with his instrument. And I sometimes find that men have difficulty communicating, but that's a whole other talk we can have some other time.
That's a whole other interview. Before we let you go, we're going to play a bit of your song Lionheart. What can you tell me about this song?
I kind of going through the changes of Lionheart means to be determined and had to have courage in life. And I believe... I was an individual for the longest time who was a people pleaser, and I just started sort of putting. I realized that people pleasing doesn't really serve anyone well, and that song has a nobility to it, and that, hence the title came from that particular emotion, and I just felt that there was a nobility to it and a drive to be courageous, if you will.
Stefan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Patricia.
Let's hear a bit of that. This is Lionheart.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Podcasters, me again. So you probably know I've got a pretty eclectic, some unkind people might say cheesy, taste in music. But if you want to widen your musical horizons, I really recommend The Music Show, which spans the whole gamut from Gregorian chants to hip hop. You can check it out on the ABC Listen app.